From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman, sitting in for Steve Curwood. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Actually, it's 15,000 airplanes. That's the number of planes flying in the air at any given time, and that doesn't even include private jets. Government officials predict by 2025 the number of planes in the sky will soar threefold. That's bad news for the environment because more flights mean more global warming gases spewed into the atmosphere. Living on Earth's Ashley Ahern reports cleaner fuels and aircraft are on the horizon, but like many flights, they may be delayed.
The movie is Top Gun. Think Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer as young fighter pilots vying for stud status at the Navy's top pilot school. But whether we're talking about military jets or the 737 you take on business or to visit grandma, aircraft engines are a significant source of emissions. Dr. Dennis Bushnell, chief scientist for NASA's Langley Research Center, explains.
Airplanes nominally produce, in terms of carbon dioxide, something like 3.5 to 4 to 5% of the total CO2.
That's total global CO2 emissions. And to put that in perspective, in Europe, aircraft produce more CO2 emissions than refineries or steel plants. Bushnell says CO2 is only part of the way airline travel contributes to global warming. The water vapor from planes is also a big problem because it forms extra clouds, which trap heat.
This is deposited at altitude where the predictions are that it's like 3 to 5 times more important in terms of a global warming impact.
3 to 5 times more than if these gases were released at ground level. Flying is also a big part of our personal carbon footprint. I wanted to see just how big, so I went to Al Gore's carbon footprint calculator on the web.
Okay, so I probably drive about 2,000 miles a year, and my average heating bill is 75 to 100. It's been pretty cold lately. And now, let's see, that puts me at 9 tons of carbon emitted per year. So now let's see what happens if I fly. Let's say I take two short flights, that's like flying to Florida, I guess, from Boston. And then we'll say one medium flight and then one long haul. Not that I can afford to go to Europe on a regular basis, but, you know, we'll just put it in there for fun. That boosted my carbon by 2 tons per year.
So if I fly 4 times a year, my CO2 emissions go up by 22%. Airlines have improved fuel efficiency over the years. There are no international limits on CO2 emissions from planes, but Philippe Rochat, director of the Aviation Environment Department of IATA, the International Air Transport Association, says technological improvements, not government regulation or taxes, will make the industry cleaner.
The technology is improving. Each new aircraft, new engine is an improvement vis-à-vis the previous one. People are already working and considering this very long-term solution for aviation.
NASA's Dennis Bushnell agrees major technological advancements are on the horizon, but he says the industry's not moving fast enough to get there.
They're talking about at the most 50% reductions in CO2 by evolutionary fiddling around with the current machines, and that will hardly account for the expected growth in air travel.
The number of tickets sold each year is set to double by 2025. And when it comes to the possibility of replacing jet fuel, which is actually kerosene, with biofuel, there's a bit of a jet lag. Ethanol, for example, doesn't pack as much energy as jet fuel, and biofuels tend to freeze at high altitudes. In the European Union, there's a move to limit aircraft emissions by adding the airline industry to its carbon trading plan by 2011. But the airline industry says only a global solution would avoid putting certain carriers at a disadvantage.
We believe that since aviation is a global industry, and since airlines fly all over the world, only a global emission trading scheme is able, let's say, to cover all flights and to avoid discrimination, to avoid distortion of competition between airlines.
Aviation emissions is now a major topic of debate in Europe. Politicians there and beyond, from Tony Blair to Arnold Schwarzenegger, increasingly find themselves on the defensive over their frequent flights. Some airlines have publicly responded. British Airways, Virgin Atlantic, and EasyJet have committed to reducing their emissions and boosting fuel efficiency. But for some critics, that's not fast enough, and they're taking matters into their own hands. John Valentine is a stonemason from London. Last year, he started a web campaign called Flight Pledge to get people to cut back on the amount of time they spend in the air.
They log into the website and they make a pledge. And in return for that, the computer sends back a little certificate, which they can print off and put on their toilet wall or whatever they want to do with it.
Valentine says he has more than 1,500 members, most of whom are British. Not an international campaign, perhaps, but it's a gradual process.
Then you've nibbled away at it. And I think just everybody has to make a wee bit of an effort. This is why the website doesn't ask people to sort of forswear flying forever. It says, if you're just going to do two flights a year, then that's great.
For most of us, flying is still an unavoidable part of the way we get around. But for John Valentine's next holiday in the south of France, he'll be taking the train. For Living on Earth, I'm Ashley Ahern.